With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden's climate agenda was dealt a setback this week. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Back in January, the Biden administration paused the approval of new liquefied natural gas exports. It said it wanted to study the effects of LNG on the climate. 16 Republican-led states challenged the administration in court, and a federal judge has blocked the president's decision to delay natural gas permits, which is a blow to the Biden White House. Officials in the red states raised constitutional questions about the administration's action and argued it would have a negative economic impact. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New leadership at the helm in London, where today new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is holding his first cabinet meeting.
The Labour cabinet will meet this morning, focusing on what they call their first steps, which include, among other things, economic stability, setting up a new green investment firm, and cutting NHS waiting lists. Another of Labour's first steps is a new plan to tackle illegal immigration, with the party confirming it will scrap the Rwanda scheme. As well as thousands crossing the channel in small boats, there are other looming challenges facing the new government, including overcrowded prisons, junior doctor strikes, and local government funding. Any honeymoon is likely to be short-lived.
That's BBC's Harry Farley reporting. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it appears under President Biden the country has forgotten some of the hard lessons it learned in the 9/11 attacks from 2001.
Joe Biden has opened our border, gutting every effort to stop terrorists from getting into this country. That's why you hear his FBI director say repeatedly that he's deeply alarmed about the threat of a mass casualty terror attack.
Cotton says with millions of illegals allowed to enter the country during Biden's watch, there's a high likelihood terrorists are now inside the country and plotting new attacks. This is SRN News. Christians having a discussion about perception, Michael Harrington explains.
Lifeway Research has released a new poll that indicates 53% of believers think most Americans have a positive perception of Christians. However, the survey also finds that 69% of Christians fear that the country's perception of them is gradually getting worse. And why might that be? Two-thirds of believers say the perception of Christians is getting worse because more and more Americans are quitting the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in the predominantly Muslim region of Dagestan in southern Russia say they are determined to regroup and rebuild following a deadly attack by Muslim terrorists on Christian and Jewish houses of worship in two cities last month. The attacks left 21 people dead and injured, at least 43 others in the rest of region in the North Caucasus on the Caspian Sea were injured. A 110-year-old synagogue, that's a center for Jewish life, was destroyed in a fire during those attacks. This is SRN News. Rail cars carrying hazardous materials have derailed in a remote area of North Dakota.
Emergency officials say no one was hurt in Friday's derailment. They also say the threat to those living nearby appears to be minimal. 29 cars of a CPKC train derailed about 3:45 in the morning. Cars were still burning more than 12 hours later. The North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality's Spill Investigation Program Manager says the cars were carrying anhydrous ammonia, sulfur, and methanol. The ammonia was the biggest risk, but wind is carrying the smoke away from the nearby town of Bordelac, which has about 20 residents. Keith Peters reporting.
America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June, adding 206,000 jobs, once again displaying the U.S. economy as resilient despite those ongoing high interest rates. Last month's job growth did mark a pullback from a slightly larger number in May. More details at SRNnews.com.